Welcome to the Burn Bright Today podcast with Jennifer Marcinelli, bringing you a holistic healing revolution. Healing is about self-care and seeking help when you need it. Stay tuned as Jennifer shares tools such as diamond and gemstone therapy, mindset, and practical steps to work through your journey. Healing takes patience and actionable steps. Jennifer knows, she's lived it, and so have her clients. You can go from stress, burnout, chronic pain, and illness to burning bright and living a life you dream.
Hey, hey, Burn Brighters, it's Jennifer J. So glad everyone's here today. Because what we are talking about with our energy update is talking about standing up for yourself and how important that is. So if you're in a situation where you are having difficulty standing up for yourself, or perhaps advocating for another person, we've got your back. Yet, spoiler alert, I just want to let you know that my super special guest, Dr. Boss, Dr. Christopher Boss with Boss Chiropractic, is unable to join the show today. He is out with a family emergency. So lots of holding him in compassion and understanding for him and his family, and knowing that he will be back. He will come onto the show in what I call divine right timing. And we're going to visit this subject thoroughly with him on the show so that he can really share with you his holistic approach to chiropractic care. Because boy, howdy, are we seeing it right now. All of these light workers and healers are now coming together to network, to help each other and really get through this ascension and through all of our ascension symptoms that we're having. Because as everyone knows that's been with me the last, 2.5 years now, ascension symptoms vary. They start with headaches of different types, eye pain. I know over last weekend, we had a big download and a lot of photon gamma radiation came in through the sun. And a lot of us had headaches on the top of the head and a lot of really big eye pressure and even difficulty, even some blurred or cloudy vision. So if that happened to you, don't worry about it. It's normal. It's a part of moving from fourth density to fifth density. And it's a part of the DNA activation that everyone on the planet is getting, especially light workers and energy healers. So if you're experiencing any of that and some of your symptoms may not have resolved, reach out. I would encourage you to reach out and find a practitioner that resonates deeply with you so that you can get the care that you need to get you through these ascension symptoms. All right. Because we're all getting it. And we're still going to be talking about standing up for yourself. And we'll be talking about what that means and how the energies are supporting that right now. We'll go into that today, but I'm going to save the bulk of this show for when my colleague and dear friend, Dr. Boss, can come on with us in a few weeks or so when his family recovers. So let's talk a bit about what's going on in the ethers and what's going on with the cosmos and how this affects our need to stand up for ourselves and the need for us to have energetic self-care more than ever right now. Things are really ramping up, moving from 4D to 5D. So we need an additional level of energetic support. I can just say that as a clinician in my practice, and any of you other light workers or energy healers out there, please feel free to chime in. But I don't know about you, but I'm seeing a lot of emergency sessions right now, especially for colleagues, our clients who have had some issues, perhaps with alcohol or substances or medications or a situation that where they really dealing with lots and lots of pressure, maybe the media, maybe legal, that have caused them to spiral and really need additional support to be able to get through a divorce, to get through handling the media, or to get through just handling going back to work, not feeling so overwhelmed. So if this is where you are, no worries. This is normal. It's a part of ascension. All right. So let's talk a little bit about the energies that have just come in through the last week and see if we can shed a little light on what's been going on in your life, perhaps see if this resonates. But you know, I don't know about you, but here recently I've had an increased urge to treat myself like gold. And I can just say, and Braveheart's making a cameo appearance here, that in part of treating myself like gold is scheduling my new photo shoot. And let me just say that as a part of that, Jupiter definitely expanding, I put the hurtin' on a Nordstrom shoe sale. I'm just going to say it, first time in my life. So finally, I am through everything that I've been through the last couple of years. Everybody knows I had a catastrophic divorce and a total reboot. And now I'm to the point where I'm thriving, living the life of my dreams and, you know, buying new shoes, really cool, super cool shoes at Nordstrom. So coming soon to a theater near you, we'll have that photo shoot done and up here in the coming months. So let's talk a little bit about this cosmic energy, because last week, we had a new moon in Taurus, which is really interesting because it had a really nice connection with Pluto, you know, rebirth, right? As well as the impacts of what we have with Jupiter going on now through July. So things were really expanded. So as a part of this beautiful boost in self-care energy that came through in the last week, it's really a time to support us making changes that we really needed to make. And clearing the way, Pluto is helping, clear the way for very powerful, fresh, new energy to come into our lives. And I know some of my clients in the last couple of weeks took some really, really tough hits. But the reason we're all taking some tough hits is because it's clearing the way for something higher and better. And as you know, we need a holistic approach to getting through these things, but it's to clear out what we no longer need. Unwanted energy, even malicious entity contamination that may have come from, for example, alcohol use or marijuana use or anything like that. Even prescription medications used appropriately can open our consciousness sometimes to unwanted entities that we sometimes just need help removing. So if that's happened to you, don't worry about it. Just work with a practitioner who is very adept at dislodging those entities and get the repairs, the energetic repairs that you need and get going on with your life. No problem. This is not Hollywood. Just get her done. Okay. As we say in Texas. All right. So you might be with this energy really inspired right now to let go of some unhealthy indulgences and start treating your body and your spirit, your body and your being, your spirituality with a lot more love and support. For example, where you may have found that you needed a glass of wine to relax, you may now find in the last week that that's just not, doesn't suit you anymore, or that you're with your ascension, your consciousness has raised and your physical body's consciousness has raised to the point where it may not be able to tolerate it anymore. That happened to me, as you know, back at least 10 years ago when, you know, I made my own level of ascension change in the last decade or so. And with that alcohol, I was unable to actually tolerate it in my physical body to the point where it literally made me physically ill. And that was a sign that ascension, congratulations, you know, and those are lower vibratory foods, drinks, indulgences that no longer served me. And I'm at a new higher level that now I just cannot tolerate it. So it naturally fell out of my diet. And as you know, July of 2018, sugar, refined sugar, caffeine, and gluten went out. And as you know, I had major biological changes from that. I lost, 15 pounds in 6 weeks. And then 16 pounds total in 6 months. So major biological changes in DNA activation. All right. So with this energy and releasing some of these indulgences that no longer serve us, there is also a shadow side of Taurus. And that's when we end up taking the easy path out. We end up meeting a dear friend for lunch or a brunch, knowing that the timing's really not right to, you know, tie one on with the mimosas, but we do because it's kind of the easy way out, you know, get that false sense of feeling good. And then boom, we end up spiraling or crashing the next day. And it's like, you know what? That's the shadow side of Taurus. If that's happened to you, just acknowledge it and then recognize it for what it is and get ready so you can get you can make your decisions to get yourself on the correct healing path, to get yourself up into the light, bright side, get burning bright with Taurus, because this energy can be super powerful and really provide the energy you need to start living the life of your dreams. All right. This is also a time to either begin or start anew a daily spiritual practice. This energy really supports it. So again, you know, I'm always sharing with you the hue, and it's recommended 20 minutes a day to sing the hue in contemplation, or however you do that, whatever your spiritual practice looks like, at least 20 minutes a day, twice a day if you can do it, and getting out in nature. This is a time ripe for expansion. And these energies, as well as the Jupiter and some other energies and Neptune influence, really support the ability to make major changes in your life right now or the next few months. So if you're at that stage and you're going, I really just can't go on like this anymore, and I am really ready to be done with this indulgence in my life, now's the time you can do it. So congratulations, you're on your path of ascension and you're on your healing path. So terrific. As a part of that, it's really becoming more important to align your physical needs with your spiritual nourishment, and finding your inner truth and aligning your entire life with that, which makes it even easier to make these life changes. And then as we do that, we begin aligning with our power, which kind of is going to lead me up into the next part of this energy update. So why don't we, I've given you a lot of information. So before we go into aligning with your power and into the current energies of this week, I really want to talk about what's coming up on May 19th. We've got a first quarter moon in Leo. Let's take a quick break, and we'll be back with you in just a few, and we'll talk about aligning with your power and then go on into talking more about the energetics of standing up for yourself. See you here in a bit.
It's time to get your life back on Burn Bright Today with Jennifer Marcinelli. Tune in each month on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Learn to move from the darkness of burning out to the light of burning bright. Jennifer is redefining stress and the energetic causes of burnout, shining a light on process to get your life back. For more information about Jennifer and her work, visit BurnBrightToday.com.
Sometimes being human has its challenges. Our physical health falters, our spirits sag, our dreams don't immediately come to fruition. Welcome to the power of Maximum Medicine Radio. Join me, Doc Martin, in conversations that will blow your mind about healing. In our hit show, Doc Martin addresses the scientific with bridging to the mystical approaches to give you a new narrative about maximum medicine. In this live call-in show, we will journey into the extraordinary genius of the human body and talk about other beliefs that impact being your multidimensional self. We seek the seen and the unseen and explore the earthbound and the otherworldly, all with the purpose of calling forth the maximum you. To learn more about Doc Martin and Maximum Medicine, visit www.SharonMartinMD.com.
Join the new earth on the Cornelia Stephanie Show. Tune in each month as Cornelia takes listeners on an odyssey of higher consciousness to inspire, educate, and empower. Cornelia Stephanie is a spiritual teacher, passionate speaker, published author, and founder of the Empower Network. Cornelia guides people on the path of self-healing, peace, and liberation. For more information, go to CorneliaStephanie.com.
Are you ready to invest in your best self? Join Sabrina Wright as she shares tools for creating joy and balance in your life every single day. Sabrina is here to help you become your greatest advocate and empower you to make decisions that will help you live your best life. The Live the Good Life Show, connecting your physical and spiritual self, every second Thursday at 11 a.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Find Sabrina at the Wright, W-R-I-G-H-T, balance.com.
Are you ready to get big and live your life out loud? Tune in to Get Big Out Loud Radio exploring life through the lens of curiosity and compassion. With me, Carrie Knudsen, joining Dr. Pat live every second Monday at 10 a.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. I will offer ideas to transform what you are thinking into conscious action. If you want to get big and live your life out loud, visit me at KnudsenSpeaks.com.
Hey, gang, welcome back. So excited all my Burn Brighters are here with me today. So while we were on break, I took a call from a caller, a very, very insightful, beautiful young woman. And it kind of came up that evidently this is kind of in the ethers, the substance abuse and alcohol and the peer pressure with trying to set down an indulgence that no longer serves us. So let's just put a little time in the show here and let's talk about this. And I'm kind of having the nudge to share a personal story with you. And I refer to this in my book, but let's go into this in a little bit of detail here. When I was 44, everyone knows I had a near-death experience from burnout. And everyone knows that I survived by having a remarkable spiritual experience where I was taken out of the body and shown the damage energetically that had happened to my body. I had a huge energetic hole burned from my heart chakra all the way through to my back. And my injuries were incompatible with life. And a set of very loving, compassionate spiritual beings in a healing temple on the inner planes healed my energetic wounds. And then I was brought back. I was shown with compassion and understanding what that was about, how it happened. And I was brought back with the second lease on life, an opportunity to change my life drastically and heal those wounds and to get to where I can be where I am today, living the life that I dream. And as a part of that story that you may not know, a part of that is that as I set that commitment to myself to truly heal my life and make the changes that I needed to make, because literally I could not go on. As everyone knows, I nearly died. I was suicidal. My pupils were two different sizes. And anyone in the medical field knows that I was on, my toes were up to the line of a neurological event, either a stroke or an aneurysm. And I clearly energetically could not go on with my habits the way that I was living. And they weren't necessarily bad or illegal or anything like that, but I had outgrown them and they were unhealthy for me physically, mentally, emotionally, spiritually. And, you know, everything was falling apart to the point where I nearly physically died from that. But here's what came up. And I'm so grateful to the caller who came in on break. Thank you, Olivia. I really appreciate it, because a part of my healing journey was absolutely about what we're talking about and what this Taurus full moon energy really supports. And that is letting go of things, indulgences that no longer serve us physically, mentally, emotionally, or spiritually. And a big part of that for me was dropping alcohol consumption from my diet. And I came to that over time. My body eventually got to where, with the ascension of, you know, above 5D plus, my physical body could no longer tolerate it. And what was happening is there are many different types of substances. Alcohol is just one, that when we consume it, especially if we're consuming it because we think it relaxes us, it actually doesn't, not in the way we think it does. It actually alters our consciousness and it does other things. One of which is it's actually a depressant, as you already know, and it also has other pollutants in it that you already know about. But it also alters our consciousness and takes our consciousness and our vibratory rate down closer to the third density level. And things really don't feel good there when we start waking up and realize we're in the third density level, okay? So I had come to the point where my physical body, mental, emotional, spirituality, could no longer tolerate alcohol consumption, even though it wasn't having it in large amounts, it just wasn't good for me anymore. So I made the decision to drop it from my diet. And here's what the caller called in about. Many people right now are evidently coming to their own awareness that they're trying to drop an indulgence or trying to get to where they can be done with addiction forever. And some of the pieces that are difficult is, number one, the energies may not have supported it as much as we would like, but also the peer pressure to consume alcohol can be enormous. And I will tell you from personal firsthand experience, I was in sales and I was a rock star sales rep. Okay. I was at every president's club every year, making lots and lots of money. And one of the things that is pervasive in at least my part of the industry where I was in sales was consuming alcohol. And part of what we would do is, you know, go to meetings, and after the meeting was over, you know, we'd be all stressed out trying to make quotas, you know, knocking ourselves out, giving up our lives, giving up our time with our family, our children, our, you know, jet setting, East Coast, West Coast, giving up, you know, everything in our life to try to make these quotas to make the income and the benefits that come from that. But sacrificing everything that actually fed and nourished our soul. And a makeup for that was to consume alcohol to, number one, relax, or in my case, wasn't relaxing. It was being funny. Because let me tell you, I was freaking hilarious when I drank. And I can't, or at least I thought it was, but I can't even tell you that once I made that decision all those years ago, the peer pressure to consume alcohol was astronomical. And I kid you not, literally, people in my colleagues, people in leadership, pressure to drink. And there was so much of the corporate culture around drinking, and not just drinking, but heavy drinking. The pressure was amazing. And at the time, my immediate family consumed alcohol. So even once I quit, it was difficult for them because they had a habit that they might know, an indulgence that they may be trying to get ready to let go of. But they just had issues with me making a personal choice to remove alcohol from my diet. So if that's where you are right now, I get it. I have been there. And one thing I can tell you, that one of the things that really helped me is taking a holistic approach to getting actually the higher vibratory healing frequencies into my physical body, into my subtle bodies. You know what these are now: the emotional, mental, causal, intuitive bodies need high vibrational therapeutic energies to have this new food that fuels your soul, so that the lower vibratory energies that we think have been feeding us, alcohol, drugs, vaping, you name it, can fall off. But it takes a holistic approach. And if that's where you are today, I just want to encourage you to really reach out, find a practitioner who resonates with you at this time, and invest. Invest heavily in yourself. Rearrange your budget, do whatever you have to do. But if this is something you're truly ready to be done with, work with a team. Work with a holistic practitioner who has the ways and the means and the high therapeutic grade modalities that your physical, mental, emotional, intuitive bodies are craving, so that you can be in that higher vibration. So the lower vibration of 3D and low 4D, you can actually let go of those and be done with it forever. Because newsflash, folks, when you do, as you do make that transition from fourth density up to fifth density and higher, you have to stay up there. So once you get to that new vibratory rate where life is so much lighter and easier and happier, literally, you literally see brighter colors. It's true. You'll have more love in your life. You'll have your career. You'll have much more of the career that's aligned with you. Everything will start to align. But just to manage expectations up front, it's up to you, each of us, you, to hold yourself at 5D plus. And you may find that some of the indulgences that you're enjoying or ready to let go of will be completely contradictory to 5D. You just won't be able to stay up there. And the last place anybody wants to be is, heaven forbid, in third density, because that's really an unhappy place to be, as we're seeing in a big way. People that are aligned with those lower vibration energies as it's being purged from Earth, not a place I want to be. And you certainly don't want to be in 4D either. That's where all the casting out is taking place, the breaking up, everything. Demons are leaving, you name it, okay? It's all going, okay? And to do that, we have to really invest in our self-care and balance our spirituality with everything in our life, because that's a part of what the Aquarian age is, bringing science and spirituality together, okay? Now, I really wanted to just share that with you, that I've been there. And if you're experiencing peer pressure to continue to consume alcohol or walk away from an indulgence or go to a brunch with the girls and turn down a mimosa, I gotcha. I get it. And with the appropriate healing, you will get to where that won't be a problem. And eventually you'll have newer colleagues and friends and family members around you that are at your level. So this will no longer even become an issue. The pressure will dissipate because those people and that vibratory rate and those energies and entities you will have removed from your body, your being, your space, and your life. And I can just tell you, I'm living proof, and so are my clients. Once you get up there, life is so much better. I've done it, they've done it, and you can do it too, okay? All right, so this is also a time. Now, now that we start letting go of these indulgences, the energies support reinventing yourself for something so much better. And now, because Taurus is an earth sign, it's also going to be, you have the ability to now make this concrete in your physical life. And that's a lot of what my clients are working on right now. Grounding in the new earth of 5 density. So my clients who practice Christianity, they know it as Nova Gaia Christa, the Christ consciousness. Or if you happen to be on my spiritual path, my name for it is Nova Gaia Mahanta. It depends on what level of consciousness you vacillate with and that you're resonating with at this point in time. And just know there's always another step in consciousness. Okay. So let's talk about this and tuning in to what your soul is craving. Because right now you may really feel the energies to reach out and invest in yourself in some type of a holistic approach, finding someone who resonates with you, making the commitment to yourself, working with your budget, getting it scheduled and doing it regularly. Because a part of what you're doing is having the opportunity to build a new relationship with yourself. And before we go on break, I'm going to talk this last piece, okay? Because let's talk about the energies that are coming in this week. This week, the main energy I would like to talk about is the first quarter moon in Leo that's coming in. You're probably already feeling it. It's coming in on the 19th. I know I am. This is a bold, fixed energy of courage and strength. And this energy, if you can harness it and utilize it correctly, can really be used to make major, major improvements in your life. This energy can use to help you create the life that you dream of, the life that you really want to be living it. And a big part of this message that's coming through is codependency, no more, no mas, folks. In 2019, you've heard me talk about this probably ad nauseum. 2019 was the year of breaking up with codependency. 2020 was the year of perfect vision. We're going to see everything. And 2021 is the year of liberation. So we are now have the opportunity. It is always a choice. It's up to each of us to make the choice and the commitment to liberate ourselves from codependency. And I can tell you personally, professionally, and spiritually, it's a wonderful place to be done with codependency. All right. Now, as a part of codependency, no more, this requires you to stand up for yourself, or perhaps stand up to advocate for someone else. And when we come back from break, that's exactly what we're going to talk about, because I promise you I'm getting Dr. Boss on this show. And we're going to talk from the chiropractic and the gemstone and diamond therapy perspective when he comes on. But until he's here, we're going to come in and talk about the importance of standing up for yourself, advocating for others, and what you need to do so. So see you in a few minutes, folks.
Tune in to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Steffen each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit TheTruthIsFunny.com.
Welcome to Soul Activation Podcast, a world-class broadcast of insight and inspiration with the renowned healer and coach, Suzanne Alexandria. In this series, she dives deep into the magical sea of you, to the place in you that's ready to activate. Tune in live every second and fourth Monday at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Stuck in a roundabout of dysfunction? Stop circling around difficult issues and find out what's been holding you back. Learn how to speak your truth to power with host Dr. Kathy Aubert. Create real change with smart tools and smart strategies. No frills, no fluff, just life-changing conversations to help get you where you want to be. Extend your reach and become an agent for real change with Kathy Aubert. For more information on Kathy and her work, please visit drkathyaubert.com. That's drkathyaubert.com.
Tune in to the show Heart Change Consciousness with me, Dr. Trish DeRocher, as stories of inspired activism come to life. Listening to conversations with your favorite authors, change makers, and many more who practice inspired spiritual activism and transform vulnerabilities into sources of strength. Let's be inspired together through my show, Heart Change Consciousness, on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Hi, I'm Patricia McNair, host of Divine Guidance with Patricia, and I'm here to help you live a more authentic, spiritually connected life. Join me every first and third Wednesday at 9 a.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Being who you are in everyday life is the key to unlocking soul wisdom within that our whole self already knows. Get ready to embrace your spiritual, mental, and emotional well-being, your whole being. Discover your gifts and strengthen your connection to spirit. We will explore earth guidance, divine truth and love, past life lessons, and so much more. So listen in to Divine Guidance with Patricia and join in your personal adventure to triggering, opening, validating, and being all that you are. For more information about me, visit divineguidance.earth.
It's time to get your life back on Burn Bright Today with Jennifer Marcinelli. Tune in each month on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Learn to move from the darkness of burning out to the light of burning bright. Jennifer is redefining stress and the energetic causes of burnout, shining a light on process to get your life back. For more information about Jennifer and her work, visit BurnBrightToday.com.
Hey, Burn Brighters, let me tell you, that is something that will never happen to one of my clients, is losing sight of it all because of the dark of the side of them's taking over. Ha! No way, not on my watch. It's Burn Bright Today with Jennifer J, right? Okay, seriously, let's continue this conversation about standing up for yourself, aligning with your power, and some of the energetic needs that we just absolutely have to get through this ascension process and get through our daily life here on out. So you're familiar, everybody's got the book, everybody's familiar with the chakra front doors and the chakra back doors. And so let's talk a little bit about aligning with your power and energetically what you're gonna need to help stand up for yourself. And we'll go into this in further detail when Dr. Christopher Boss is on with us, but I'm really feeling like I want to deliver on a promise to you today to have something When you walk out of this show, you have something you can do today to help you. Okay? It's always what we do. So first and foremost, if you're having difficulty standing up for yourself and aligning with your power, there can be many energetic reasons as well. So rule number one, give yourself a huge break. This is a time we're making a shift through fourth density to fifth or above. This is a time of radical self-compassion, radical self-understanding, and radical forgiveness, okay? For any mistake you have made in your past, because so much about standing up for ourselves is related to our relationship with ourselves and relationship to past events. That's what the back is, our past. It's what it symbolizes, okay? It symbolizes the past. And the spine has to be aligned, as do our chakra systems. So you're sitting here looking at a side view of the chakra system, okay? Now, bearing in mind that everyone's chakra system, depending on your level of unfoldment, looks a little bit different, okay? This is one view of how the chakras in for some clients look like vortexes, but I can tell you that clients that have been working with me for a while, well, every single client that's been working with me for a while, have gotten chakra repairs and upgrades. So they may not be structured like this funnel vortex that you're seeing. There are other structures as well. There are micro vortexes from within. There are also some other advanced structures being made to be placed inside the chakra system as well. But for discussions today, just know that you have chakras on the front that are vortexes that need to go all the way out to the end of your energy field. And when you're able to move forward in life, when you're able to start living the life that you dream, your chakras have to be repaired, facing forward all the way out to the edge of your energy field and your aura, even if they don't exactly are shaped like this, okay? So just go with the general idea. The other part of this are the chakra back doors. And here's what's interestingly enough. If you've got a copy of the book, I didn't put in chakra back doors in the first book, it's going into second edition. And the reason is that not only do you have chakra front doors, as you see here, but you have back doors on your chakra as well, but they're shaped like a Fibonacci or a snail's, a snail face flat or a nautilus face flat on your back. And the chakra front door and the chakra back door have to be repaired, cleaned and cleared and upgraded to help you be able to stand up for yourself. And here's a couple of client examples, okay? I have client examples with major issues coming up about speaking their truth, standing up for themselves by telling the truth, the good, the bad, and the ugly about themselves or about the situation, but speaking the truth so that they can become okay with it. Whatever truth is, you got to become okay with what really happened for your understanding at this and best of your understanding at this moment in time, because tomorrow you're going to grow. Next week, you're going to grow. Next year, you're not going to be the same person. And you'll get further wisdom. But the throat chakra truly needs repair, clearing, and upgrades for you to be able to speak your truth, whether it's at a meeting at work, whether it's in a communication with your spouse or with your child, or if you're like some of my clients that are publicly speaking in the media right now, you've got to be able to have this throat chakra fully repaired in the front and in the back. So we've talked about some of the other things that go on with this. And we've talked about the vagus nerve in a previous show. We're going to talk a little bit about here. And we're also going to talk about neck pain, because it's classic that if you have throat chakra issues, front and back door throat chakra issues, you may physically have throat problems. You may have a throat infection. You may get laryngitis. You may have tonsillitis. You may have a cough. Various things like that. That is a classic sign that your chakra, throat chakra, can really benefit from repair, front and back door. If things are coming up from the past and almost like ambushing you or blindsiding you, classic backdoor chakra symptom. Classic. It's like, I'm still dealing with this. Why does this keep coming up? Classic backdoor, because something in your past, either in this life or in previous lifetimes, you're still not there. You need further wisdom. It needs to be handled, cleaned and cleared and repaired so you can gain the lesson and really balance that karmic ledger so you can move forward in life. And as Dr. Boss is going to talk about when he comes on the show, classic sign is too, that when you're ready to align with your power, once you've had your chakra repairs, front, back door, okay? During that process and after that process, we'll be guided when, and you may know when, or your practitioner will know when, you'll need a referral to see a chiropractor. Because not only do we energetically need repair, but we need a holistic approach, okay? Holistic approach, which means chiropractic adjustment as well, as long as that's right for you. And again, it's all about finding a chiropractor who resonates with you, where you are in your consciousness today. And when Dr. Boss comes on the show, we're going to talk a lot about this and why I refer my local clients to him, and why his practice is so unique, and he has a holistic approach, and he's a light worker. And I can just tell you, light workers, there's hope, okay? There are many licensed clinicians out there today who are light worker energy healers, and they understand and are really coming to implement holistic approaches, whether it is a holistic approach with some type of other healing modality. Maybe it's Reiki, maybe it's essential oils, maybe it's crystal healing, since it's gemstone and diamond therapy. More and more, this is now becoming mainstream. And remember to ask for it. Look for it, ask for it, ask your guides to point out a holistic practitioner that resonates well with you in your area. If you need a modality that can work remotely, you can ask to be shown an energy medicine healer that resonates with you that does remote work. So we can work by telehealth, video, or by phone. Okay, so in the last little bit here, we're gonna talk about the vagus nerve again, because this has come up a lot this week, and it's come up with Dr. Boss is seeing it in his practice, and many of my other colleagues in energy healing, the other light worker healers, are seeing this as well. The vagus nerve is one of the key components to fight or flight. It's not the only component. In gemstone and diamond therapy, we also work with the acute flows system, which, guess what? The windows are located where? On the spine, thoracic and lumbar. Okay? So if you have been in a situation where you've been in fight or flight, something has triggered you, whatever the trigger could be. It could be financial panic. It could be loss of a loved one. It could be loss or change of a career. It could be loss or change in your retirement as you once understood it or had available to you. It could be any number of things, and it could be good things too, because sometimes as we receive the life that we've always dreamed of, that new energy, especially energy of the Aquarian age, is unknown to us. So it can be very positive, five density healing energy coming in that can be unknown to us because it's new. We haven't experienced it before. The past is gone. And your energy field, the vagus nerve, may get stimulated, and the acute flow system might get stimulated. And what can happen is, if this has happened strongly enough or for a long enough period of time, the vagus nerve can get turned on almost like full blast, as can the acute flows system. It's like a switch. Imagine somebody comes in and you flip the switch on, but then you can't get to the switch to flip it back off again. You can't reach it because it's in the back, right? And this can truly deplete your energy reserves in ways you may have never even experienced before. You may be like, okay, I've had, now I'm starting to, you know, it's a five universal year. 2021 is a five universal year. So, and the truth shall set you free. Truths are coming out about for you, whether you should or should not wear a mask. We're starting to move around now. We're starting to travel. Things are going to open up. We're going to have new experiences, new opportunity for growth. We're going to get our truth deep within us. For each of us, my truth is different than your truth, is different than the next person's truth. And that includes the truth of your spouse, the truth of your parents, and the people that you work with. As you get that truth and start stepping into the alignment of your power to move forward, you're going to invite and welcome, shall I say, the new higher vibration, five density energies. The good thing is it's going to feel good. You'll know, it might be subtle. You may go, wow, things are just lighter and I'm feeling better. Colors are brighter. This new food tastes better. You might be having all of these positive things happen. But what might also happen is on this journey to five density and plus, you'll still be working with in a world of four density and occasionally maybe even some 3D folks or situations, okay? And you're going to know it, because that old energy is going to be, to use a scientific term, yucky, icky, gross. And there's someone's going to say something, or you're going to get a text, or somebody's going to walk up to you and the energy is going to be way off. And again, scientifically, it will feel gross, icky. And you're going to go, oh my God, what just happened? That old lower vibration energy, first of all, congratulations, because you've risen above it and it's not good for you anymore. Okay, that's a kudos, cheer yourself on. That's a milestone for going over 5D. Okay, now the other side is you might still have to deal with people in 4D and hopefully not anybody still in 3D, because it's not going to feel very good when you do. Okay, you're going to run into that energy, but it can trigger you. You can get, it can trigger the vagus nerve. It can trigger the acute flow system, and it can put you back into fight or flight, or it can put you in a spiral. And ask any recovering addict what a spiral is like. Something triggers you, a sound, a smell, a phrase, somebody else's energy, or a drink, or a puff, or a pill, whatever it is that gets you triggered, okay? Gets you off of your game, gets you out of five density. You take a step back into 4D and you don't want to spiral deep into 4D and you don't want to spiral back to 3D. It's really hard to work your way back up, to earn your way back up energetically to 5D. But if it happens, number one, cut yourself a big break. Okay. Cut yourself a big break. And if you can't, through your own spiritual practice, number one, get out in nature, sing the hue, whatever it is. Everyone knows my go-to is the hue. If you've got stress, sing the hue. If you're in love, sing the hue, okay? Do your 20 minutes of contemplation. Try to get yourself settled. If you can't, because you've just come over the threshold and you're continually getting triggered, I encourage you to really explore a holistic approach. Got some practitioners on your side to help you make that step up from fourth density to fifth density, or if you're at five density going to six, seven and beyond, because we've got a lot of folks here that are well above 5D, okay? Ask for help, because we're here. This is a time, unprecedented time in human history on the planet Earth. And I don't know if you realize this, but we have been gifted with the opportunity to be here right now, regardless of what is going on in our life at this very moment, or what the last 2, 4, 10 years have looked like. We chose to be here. We agreed upon a soul contract to be here at this time. Each of us has a mission, whatever that is, big or small. And we have agreed to work through our karma, and get through this massive shift to raise consciousness, to bring us closer to the divine. If you didn't make that agreement, you wouldn't be here right now. We might have a few hitchhikers that are getting thrown off the planet, but as a general rule, And if you're tuned into this show, you're one of them, okay? And if you're still listening to me, you're a light worker, okay? There are 4.5 billion light workers on the planet right now. And what it means to be a light worker, okay? We look just like everyone else. We're not better than anybody else, because every single soul will eventually, in their own time, become a light worker. And what it means to be a light worker, in part, is that our mission, our role in this lifetime, is to hold the light and the sound in whatever we do, whatever our occupation is, with our families, to ourselves, to our church, whatever, wherever we are. We hold and work directly for the light and the sound. And the more that we ascend, the higher our consciousness goes, the more light and sound we're able to physically hold all the way down into our physical bodies. It's no easy task, okay? Transformation's tough, okay? Dr. Pat will agree. Transformation Talk Radio for a reason. Transformation is tough, but you've got it, and we're here to do it. And you've agreed to do it. The point being is, you don't have to be a healer to be a light worker. You could be anything, anyone, and it's all hands on deck right now. I guarantee you, the folks who work at the kennel where my puppy goes to daycare, clear light workers. Obviously, as you know, my chiropractor and my colleague is a light worker. I will also tell you, the people at my bank, clearly the individuals that I'm working with are light workers, even if they may not be completely aware of it yet, but they are. And I will tell you, my attorney in my divorce is a light worker, okay? Family law attorney, a light worker. Everybody, every soul in time, when we're ready, becomes a light worker. So just a caution to those light workers out there to make sure that keep that ego in check, okay? We're above ego at this point. And you're working from love, you're working from a place of love, compassion, and understanding, and you're being divinely guided in your day-to-day business, whatever that is, at the grocery store, making a deposit at the bank, buying a car, getting your nails done, okay? You're a light worker. And just hold that, contemplate on it a bit. You're always welcome to sing the hue. And if you are, let me know of your experiences. If you'd like to share some of those experiences, I would love to hear from you. Just type it into the social media and we'll get talking about it, because I'd love to see how well everyone's doing with this. Now, just know, you can get triggered. Any of us can get triggered. Anyone at any level can get triggered, okay? But the old saying is true, that heaven is rewon every day, and every level of heaven is rewon every day. So wherever you are with this, stick with it. Stick with it. Make the changes. Get the healing modalities. Invest in your self-care. Whatever you're being divinely guided to do, make it happen. Because let me tell you, the energies have got your back. The cosmos have your back for making major changes right now, all right? And I'm so thrilled to just kind of let you know and kind of brag on a couple of clients that I've been working with here recently. I've got a handful of clients that are coming in, new clients coming in. Those that have been with me for a while are now really making significant steps into really embracing that they are light workers and embracing that they have achieved the Christ consciousness. And that's what this ascension process is about. You've heard me talk about it for 2 years, and you've heard me, especially since December, that the Christ consciousness is the planet's being flooded with Christ consciousness. That is one level of higher consciousness. Okay. So there are higher levels of consciousness as well, but this is the first time in human history that the entire planet has been brought up to a baseline of Christ consciousness. So it's an amazing time. Transformation is tough, but let me just encourage you, you've got it, okay? Take care, continue to burn bright, and I'll see you soon. And upcoming show, we'll have Dr. Boss on us. So burn bright, baby, and see you soon.
Thanks for listening to the Burn Bright Today podcast on Transformation Talk Radio with Jennifer Marcinelli. A holistic healing revolution and a life you love is within your grasp. Catch all of the previous episodes and find out more about Burn Bright Today at burnbrighttoday.com.